hope you're ready because I'm about to tell you the story of my life.
13 Reasons Why is a web television series promoted as a mystery with very mature content. The story is based on a book, 13 Reasons Why, authored 10 years ago by Jay Asser. It portrays a high school student who committed suicide because of being bullied, a victim of sexual assault, and substance abuse. She leaves behind cassette tape recordings for her classmates with details of why she took her own life.
She lied about it on those tapes because she's a crazy drama queen.
The content is tough. It's heavy. There's no doubt about it.
Buffalo school parent Adrienne Romanowitz tells us she was surprised to learn about the series from her 14-year-old daughter, a freshman at City Honors. She also has a fourth grader at Tapestry Charter School. But Tapestry informed the school community that students as young as fourth grade have been watching this series.
That it is important content because it opens up a dialogue. And at an appropriate age, I think that it's excellent. My 14-year-old and I have talked about the sensitive subject matter that is depicted in the show. And, you know, we also did talk about the fact, though, that it does seem very sort of glamorized. My younger daughter, I am not even bringing the show up. It's just so inappropriate, and I think that parents really need to be aware of what's going on.
Netflix says it will now be issuing a warning to the series. It's been highly criticized by many mental health care providers that it failed to provide information on where to seek help.
What we're concerned about is the safety and the safe messaging that really was lacking as part of the series.
Jessica Pirro is CEO of Crisis Services. The organization provides immediate assistance to individuals and works directly with schools.
So we have actually seen a steady increase to our hotline around suicide-related calls, but we see that as success. We see people reaching out. We see that there's strength in those numbers.
There are also national talking points posted online by some organizations called 13 Reasons Why It's Fictional. We spoke with Sue Van Tresca, Director of Health-Related Services in the Buffalo Public School District. She's working to distribute talking points.
And we send it out to our school, you know, our health professionals, our school nurses, our counselors, our psychologists, so everybody could be aware of it. I will be sending it out to our parent groups, you know, the talking points, because I think it can be helpful for anyone.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.